House Bill 1288 requires schools and daycare centers to collect data on the number of children immunized and the rate of exemptions. But the bill originally required parents to take an online education class or get a letter from a doctor or public health official before opting their children out of vaccines.
And this doesn't take any parental rights away.
That's Democratic Senator Gail Schwartz of Snowmass Village. She says vaccines save lives.
When I was 6 weeks old, my father contracted polio and was a quadriplegic his entire life. And that is a completely preventable disease today. We cannot put people or society at risk when we know that medicine can prevent tragedies like a polio epidemic.
But opponents of the education piece say it's a brainwashing tactic to try and force parents to consent to vaccines. Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud says the glossy brochures talking about the benefits of vaccinations only give half the story. He says vaccines have serious medical risks, and his own son had a bad reaction to the whooping cough vaccine.
And I know too many other people who have seen permanent damage done. What concerns me is the information that I see from health officials is not complete. It's not the full picture.
Colorado has one of the highest vaccine exemption rates in the country, but members of the Senate ultimately stripped the education requirements from the bill. Parents currently must sign a personal belief form to opt out. The Democratic House sponsor of the bill, Dan Pabon of Denver, says the intent is to protect public health, especially those who can't get immunized.
We have children who are suffering from very bad diseases, namely cancer, leukemia, and then exposing those children to an environment where they may come down with life-threatening diseases that have already been cured, like measles and mumps, things that we've spent the good part of the 20th century solving.
Pabon says he may have to accept that the transparency piece is all that can pass this year, but he says it's not the end of the discussion, and he plans to bring back legislation again if that's what it takes. Pabon says he's also considering a conference committee to iron out the differences between the versions each chamber passed. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.